Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about what age you should be to start a business. Now, we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate you for spending your valuable time here with me on the show. I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others reach their dream. And perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now make sure you check out the show page before you leave. There's always a free gift for you there and links to connect with me as well. You can follow me or connect with me on Facebook or on my website, and maybe you have a message to share. I would love to hear from you. I'm always interested in having new guests on the show, so reach out to me if you would like to reach people all over the world with your message. Now let's get into our topic for today. How old is too old to start a business? You know, we hear about all the millennials who started a business in their dorm room, and now they're multimillionaires or billionaires. We hear about the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world. You know, the Jeff Bezoses of the world who started Amazon at age 30. And Steve Jobs, who started Apple when he was 21. So maybe you're thinking it's too late for you. That, you know, if you're not starting a business, you know, at that point in your life, you know, in your 20s or 30s, that it's kind of over. It's too late for you. There's not enough time left. Well, I recently read an article in Forbes, and it was very interesting because they said if you start a business after age 55, you're more likely to succeed. In fact, you're twice as likely to succeed as those who start a business under the age of 35. But why? I mean, you might say, okay, that's great because I'm of that age. But explain that to me. Why is that? Well, I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that you have life experience, you know, the school of hard knocks, so to speak. You know more people. You have more connections. More people know you. I mean, to have evidence of this, just take a look at the second and third tier on your LinkedIn account, if you have a LinkedIn account. There are people all over the world that you can connect with. I mean, I have, I don't know, maybe my primary connections are maybe just over 1,000. But if you go to the second and third tier, oh my gosh, it's like 500,000 people. So we're all connected. And the longer that you're out there in the world, whether it's, you know, as an entrepreneur or not, you have more connections. That's just the way it is. And so you've probably have people that you know already who can help you with some of those pieces in putting a business together. You know, the copywriting, the branding, the marketing, the content marketing. You'll know lawyers and accountants and contractors. Suppose you have a brick and mortar business and you have a physical space. You'll know, you know, spaces that are available or contractors who can help you build one from scratch. Just that having that life experience just gives you so much of an advantage. You know, you have an advantage with investors too, because people know you. And they probably trust people more than, you know, if they know them better. And you've got sort of a track record. The other thing that I think comes with age is that we know how to set goals and achieve them. Otherwise, we wouldn't be where we are. Now, if you don't believe this, if you doubt this, that you're not really good at setting goals and achieving them, just sit down for a bit and make a list. And count all the things that you've done, that you set a goal and you did it. It doesn't have to be something huge. It can be something small. But list everything. When I've done this exercise before, and I'm sure it's going to be true for you as well, you're going to have several pages. I mean, you're going to be, you know, run out of ink because there's so many things that we do, goals that we set and we do achieve. All of us do. So the more life you've had, the more opportunity you have to do that. When you're, 19 or 20, you just don't have the time to have done all of those things. And you probably have, the older that we get, I know this is true for me, you probably have a good sense of what you're passionate about and what your purpose is. And I'm always a firm believer in that we don't have to necessarily search for our purpose because I think our purpose finds us. So the longer that you're here on this planet, you have more time to work on that, right? You have a pretty good sense of what really juices you, what really feeds your soul. And you might have tried several things along the way, and you tested the water. Some things were good, some things not so good, or you've had experiences that have helped you to figure that out. Again, it's life experience. You don't get that when you're, 20 years old, at least not to that degree. The other thing is the knowledge that you have is seen as very valuable knowledge. Do you ever notice that? When you're talking to somebody about whatever topic it is, you're trying to get some information from them, and you can tell that they're really, really young, don't you think, oh yeah, this is just some kid, right? You're not some youngster without that experience. You're seasoned. You're a veteran. You've got experience. So because of the increased number of people working beyond retirement now, if you think of retirement as 65, and the mass of baby boomers, you've also got the economy working for you because the economy is now supporting older people, professionals, business people, entrepreneurs, more than ever because those folks are out in the working force, whether they're entrepreneurs or they work for somebody. In fact, age makes us more valuable as professionals because it often brings, it often means that we bring more skills and knowledge to the table. We're valued for having that life experience. So the economic shift is supporting older entrepreneurs who decide to make a go of it later in life. So it's actually a benefit to you, and it makes you a more highly sought-after commodity. Now, chances are you're more financially secure. That's another thing. You won't be moving in with your parents, as many of our younger people seem to be having to do these days. Your student loans are paid. Your own kids, if you have kids, are grown and out of the house and on their own. It's a different stage in your life than when you were younger. You have more time, more resources, more energy to devote to a business. And you've probably failed before. And I don't think failure is a bad thing. I think it gets a bad rap. So all of us have failed many, many times. And that goes, along with life experiences. It's that school of hard knocks that I talked about before. But from those experiences, you have learned valuable lessons that make you who you are today. A stronger, more confident, smarter person. Successful people always say, I did a lot of things right, but I did a whole lot more wrong. I've heard so many successful people say that, and it's so true. We all have to go through those, learning pieces of our life. And like I said, I think failure gets sort of a bad rap. I think that failure is absolutely necessary to be successful. I think that's just a part of it. Because how else would you learn those things? How else would you have that seasoning, that experience? That school of hard knocks, it really does us good. So there are lots and lots of reasons why it's a benefit to begin a business or another business, go into another field or whatever, at a little bit later age. So it's not too old. So how old is too old to start a business? I know people, and you probably do too, you hear about these people who are in their 80s and 90s and still starting businesses, still doing new things. So I don't think there is an age that's too old. And certainly if you're in that 55, 60 age range, or you're looking toward, retiring from your regular job and you're looking at, okay, what am I going to do next? What is my next chapter going to be? Maybe I'll start a business doing X because I really love this. I think that's a great time to start a business. So I hope that this was helpful for you, especially if you're in the same, you know, age group that I am. I'm 60. So I don't think I didn't start my online businesses until I was in my 50s. And, you know, that's typical in terms of people who are still with it, you know, because so many people, except for the, you know, the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world, which they're not a ton of those people, most people, when they start a business early on in their life, don't have the stick-to-itiveness. You know, they don't stick to it. So I think that's another benefit, is we're maybe a little bit stubborn, right? We're a little bit, we don't want to quit. Whereas it might be easier for someone without those life experiences to just say, I'm just not going to do this anymore. So I hope that was helpful for you. And that's my tip for the week. And what I want you to do in terms of success work is, if you've never done this, I'd like you to take just a few minutes, take out a piece of paper and a pencil or pen, and just make a list. All the things that you have done in your life, all the goals you set and achieved. It's amazing. It's a good exercise to go through, regardless of what you're really thinking about, because we don't give ourselves enough credit for that stuff, do we? So that's your success work for this week. So if you've never done that, it's a good time to do it. And if you have done it, pull out that list, or do it again if you can't find the list. Pull out that list and see what you can add to it, because I'm sure it's many pages long. So until next time, I want you to believe that you can do anything as long as you believe in yourself.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.